Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to play. It's just a tough situation. It's a lot of questions I don't know the answers to. I love baseball, but I got to do what's right for my family sometimes. And they're all thinking the same thing. Is this going to work?
Dale Arnold.
David Price has announced he won't be participating in the upcoming 60-game MLB season.
If and when we're down there, you know, she's going to have the baby, I'm for sure going to go be with her.
Rich Keefe.
Dan Earn Man doesn't see that because in his lair, he has no kids.
Lair.
Whatever it is.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
But it's one mother...
I'm at your neck.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Just very quickly before we get to the topic that I teased at the top of the hour. Harvard, within the last few minutes, has declared all courses, all academic courses for the upcoming academic year will now be held online. As Mike Giardi points out, got to believe the football season in the Ivy Leagues is about to get canceled.
Can I get my room and board back? Because I was going to take a few Harvard classes this year.
And we're going to give you the
second degree.
Can I get my meal plan money back?
Yeah, you're going to want that back.
And I had the most expensive one.
And we'll give you the coronavirus,
unlimited.
Coronavirus Harvard discount, right? Because you're not teaching me the same way I would if I was a student there. So now
when
I need
it. I'm in a lab.
I need a discount on how you then teach me.
That'd be nice.
Room and board, obviously, you wouldn't have to continue to pay if you're not on campus. However, tuition at Harvard is $49,653.
And it's just, you're just waking up and turning your laptop on.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
No, wait a second. That ain't worth no $50,000, man. No
hard
way.
Hard pass, thanks.
Yeah.
Because the college experience is really where that money is going, right? You're interacting with people.
I'm in the classroom with the professor. He's teaching
staying
me.
In the dorms.
Right. He's showing me graphs and this, that. It's different when he's in there and I'm actually getting to learn.
There's going to be a generation of kids who are terrible at Flip Cup, terrible at Beirut, terrible at quarters. They're just not going to know what it's like.
Nope. Beard eye, just can't coordinate.
You can't do it when you're
sitting
there.
But the bottom line here is football in the Ivy League is probably about to go away.
Well, yeah, they said they were potentially moving football. The Ivy League wanted to see if they could move it to the spring
except
anyways.
Harvard's already said the entire academic year is going to be online. So yeah, they're not going to be back on campus in the spring either.
Now they were
The whole year.
Yes, not just the fall.
Oh, we'll see you later for Harvard then. So they might opt out.
The Ivy League was the first to pull the plug on the college basketball tournament. Remember, they had conference tournaments? Because remember, the NCAA tournament, it took them forever to finally pull the plug on that. Because they were like, certain teams were like, we're not going to go. And then they caved and they had to do it. But the Ivy League was the first one. And people looked at it and were like, all right, no Ivy League tournament. Actually, for years, there wasn't an Ivy League tournament, so it didn't matter. But then the rest of the conferences all kind of followed suit. Now, money in the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 12, ACC is quite different than it is in Ivy League, right?
So the Ivy League was one of the first leagues that go, we think we're going to do our season during the spring.
Oh, for football?
For football.
Okay.
Yeah, they would.
Now Harvard won't be playing football. Yeah,
but there's not going to be as much pressure on. Hey, we got to get, I don't even know what channel Ivy League games would be on.
I don't know.
Maybe they're on broadcast. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Whereas these other leagues, there's going to be so much pressure to find a way. I mean, the SEC is essentially a professional league. So they're going to try to find a way to get that on TV.
Yeah. I mean, when there's a Power Five football team
yes.
that then says right. we are not, you know, having our kids come back to school or whatever it may be.
Then you say, uh-oh.
Then you go, okay. But then even then, you go, you might, the NCAA might go, okay, it's based on the conference. So guess what? If SEC, for example, let's say Vanderbilt goes, yeah, we're not going to do it. Then the SEC might say, okay, well, Vandy's out. The rest of the
yeah.
conference, we're moving on.
Right.
And I think maybe that might be something you see with the Ivy League because they had talked about stuff in the springtime. So just because Harvard decided to say, hey, we're not going to have our kids come back to school all year, they might just play the Ivy League conference mm-hmm. without Harvard in.
I have a feeling you're going to see other Ivy League schools go to similar programs, though. I'm not going to be a bit surprised. I think Yale already announced that fall was probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. They've got a limited basis, like freshmen, sophomores, and seniors in the spring, and then you know juniors, seniors, and something else in the fall. I mean, I have a feeling all of the Ivy League schools are probably going to follow suit with what Harvard's doing, and Ivy League football is going to disappear for this year. And as Rich said, it's not exactly a niche sport anyway.
No, so it's interesting because, mm-hmm. yeah, it's definitely not something that generates a lot of money or as much money as these other right. Conferences
Harvard's
do.
Harvard's going to get along but, fine without it.
No, they are, but they also started the trend for the college basketball conference tournaments. Remember, right. I remember being in here watching a conference tournament game. Was it the Big East? Might have been like the last one to pull the plug. I think mm-hmm. they made it to like halftime of a game and they were even like, okay, everybody else is shutting down, so we're shutting down too. It was really weird because it was in the early stages of all this, and they weren't sure what to do. But the Ivy League was sort of ahead of that, and everybody followed suit. But I don't know. Well, I feel like it would be different, though, in the fall.
This came out from the New York Post, and this was on July 1st, right? This was the Ivy League eyes a seven-game spring football season in lieu of fall sports. And they said basically the conference on Wednesday released a statement that a decision on fall sports would be made in a week, but indications that they will not be held in the fall in a seven-game season of conference-only games will be played in the spring. So multiple sources are told, multiple sources out there. So I could see the Ivy League doing it because, like you said, there's not a lot of money generated. There's not really a you know, how many Ivy League kids are getting drafted. Not that they're saying they won't.
No, I understand.
But
it's not many.
Really bleed off into the draft and all the other stuff. So I'll stop being concerned with I know college is probably going to be a little bit more difficult, but I'll be concerned when you get one of them Power Five schools
right.
to say, we're not playing in the fall.
Right.
But then even then, you're probably going to need multiple Power Fives in a certain conference for it not to work.
So Daniel Snyder, the genius owner of the Washington football team, has for years and years fought against any idea of renaming his team despite what many people consider to be the racist undertones to the team's nickname. Then all of a sudden last week, Fred Smith, who by the way is the owner of Federal Express, and they are the naming sponsor for the stadium to the tune of about $250 million. Fred Smith got a hold of Daniel Snyder and said, yeah, I want you to change the name of the football team. And that coincided with Nike taking all of the Washington stuff off the Nike website and basically saying, we'll put it back up when the name is changed. And then all of a sudden, Daniel Snyder said, you know, I think we'll study this naming thing.
Yeah, he's going to take a look at it. We'll get our top brass on it.
Yeah.
So, Wiggy, your thoughts on the nickname for the Washington football team first.
I'm going to go with the Washington Hawks.
Oh, no. Before that,
Hawks.
I mean, the idea, did you think
that yes.
they should change the name,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they're going to change. Yeah, because
we're in agreement.
Yeah, there's Native Americans out there that feel like that, you know, the word Redskin might be offensive. I don't, you know, so if it's offensive to them, who am I to tell them, hey, listen, I know I would be upset right. if there was a team called, you know, the Chicago N-words.
That seems to be the equivalent, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, but it is one of those weird things where, you know, it's 2020. It didn't just become offensive.
No, people have been saying
right,
this for a while now.
Like, I think there's been an issue with it for a really long
right,
time.
But
and Snyder's always dug in. So you knew it was going to take some
money.
Of the money,
right.
So that's going to speak every single time. And so now they might think about changing it. And think about it. Across the country, there are so many high school teams that
right.
years ago changed their names. Now,
right.
some of them have dug in and kept it. But there were, if you go back to like the 1990s, I bet there were like Redskins, Indians, Braves, all kinds of stuff throughout, like in every state almost. Right. And they kind of changed them and they moved around.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you'll still find some here and there, but the Redskins were always the prime example. You're like, well, how is this going on? There are people that are offended. People want it to be changed. And right. Snyder just wouldn't budge on it. So but there's never been this much attention on it or this much real push on it. So I think eventually it will get changed too.
Yeah, it's all in the movement of what's been kind of going on in the world, right? So everything that's been kind of going on with, you know, Black Lives Matter, and it's about, okay, should we take this statue now? What does this statue represent? How do people then feel about this name or that?
Right.
And I always look at it, you know, as somebody who's not Native American, right? How does that word, you know, how do they feel about that, right? And if they interpret that to be a word that's, you know, disrespectful or mm-hmm. derogatory, then I mean, I got no problem with that. I mean,
well, right.
And so anybody who does, I would kind of look at it and go, well, you know, you're not bothered by it because
it doesn't bother you.
Yeah,
right.
it doesn't bother you.
Me,
but it's the ones that it actually are offended by it, I can see what they're kind of.
There's a good article in The Onion this weekend that said the Washington Redskins changed their name to the D.C. Redskins.
Well, I had went with the Hawks because I thought you wanted a nickname.
Hawks?
Yeah, the D.C. Hawks.
So my high school was the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one.
Well, I went with the Hawks.
Pelicans. They're an intimidating bird. And
are they?
Yeah, they got big bills.
I'd rather be an albatross than a pelican.
Albatross? You don't want to be an albatross. Like, oh, that's an albatross.
Well, you would like this.
That's actually a
load-bearing weight right there.
That's true.
You would like this. I went with the Hawks because
Hawks is kind of neat.
Well, I'm taking it from Hank Hall, who is a
is it a history lesson?
No, now? He's a character in the DC, you know, Titan world of superheroes.
Carter Hall.
No, Hank Hall.
Oh.
Who was from the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, I got
it. Hawk and Dove?
Yes, Hawk and Dove. Yes, Hawk and Dove. So that's why I went with the name. I said, let me find a good superhero.
So you're going to put the Hawks in the same division as the Eagles.
I think this is what...
Ooh, that could
actually
be pretty good.
You know what? This is exactly what I would do.
What would win in a fight,
I disagree with you about the
eagle?
Nickname. Here's the one that I think should lead the voting.
Okay.
And it's getting a lot of play. I've seen mock uniforms, mock logos. The Washington
like the
Red Tails.
Red Tails.
Yeah. Now, this celebrates the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, that's true.
And the nickname Red Tails comes from their planes, which had a distinct crimson tail.
Mm-hmm.
And it would honor
movie.
The Tuskegee Airmen. Yes.
Okay.
I've seen logos. I've seen you know, mock uniforms. It looks really cool.
Okay.
This would be my idea.
Washington Red Tails.
This is what you do. If you really want to... Pardon the pun, but ruffle some feathers here.
Okay.
Move on from that.
Like
but this is what I would do. And a guy in my fantasy league did this, and it really bothered people. You do like a mirror match. So what you do is your big rival is the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So you are now the Washington Cowboys. And you just say, screw them. Like, we're also the Cowboys. We have Cowboy merch. We're just all in on the Cowboys.
I think there are regulations in the NFL that
there were two
that.
Rough riders in the CFL.
Yeah. So
if they can pull it off.
Or just be the Rangers, which is like another version of the Cowboys.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Texas.
The Washington Rangers.
No, you just steal their thing. And
could they be the Outlaws?
When you play the Eagles that week, you're the Eagles. And when you play the Giants,
Giants. What about their logo? Is it the same?
Changes every week.
If you play the Cowboys,
you're like a chameleon. So whatever team you're playing, you're their team.
So you're technically the Washington Chameleons.
But you're the Washington Chameleons. That's how you sort of branded. Mm-hmm. But week to week, it's Cowboys versus Cowboys, Eagles versus Eagles, Patriots.
And you just different.
People would like that.
And
like,
it's
look
different
at all
colors,
all
right?
Different jerseys.
Would they like that?
They'd love it.
Is it like, you know...
You get inside the opponent's head.
Is it like the Spider-Man versus the Spider-Man in the black outfit?
If you're playing the Cowboys and you're at home, then you wear their home jerseys and they wear their away jerseys.
Oh, so it's the same colors.
It's always a mirror match.
Yeah,
okay, it's a mirror match every game.
I mean, we're down to the same colors and everything.
But you keep Washington just because you have to differentiate the two a little bit.
So the Washington Giants.
For that week. And then get and then
the Washington Eagles.
Then you sell all new merch for the next week.
Oh.
I do think now
seems
there's
like a decent idea
as any.
There's another report out there that they're the three minority owners, Fred Smith is one of them, two other guys, are so fed up with Daniel Snyder that they just want to sell their minority. They own 40% of the team.
Mm.
and that they just want out, including Fred Smith, the FedEx guy who's worth a lot more money than Daniel
Snyder. I say we pull our money together and we jump
try
on
to
that.
Get in this?
Oh, man, that's...
NFL, yeah.
To buy an NFL team, man,
that'd be smart.
That's
I could set us
smart.
Up for a long time.
I'd say so, a couple years at least.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if Snyder wins, if the three minority owners sell their share, Snyder's going to say, well, screw it. I'm not changing the name. Now I don't have to.
No, I think he's just going to cave, Snyder.
He's like so stubborn on this, too.
He has just fought against it. In fact, at one point he said, you can say we will never change the name of our team and put never in caps. I mean, he's just been such a
well. It's funny
weirdo.
Too, and I know Terry Francona has even made comments about he'd be fine if they changed the Cleveland
Indians.
Not
just fine,
or he
thinks
wants
they
to.
Should. Yeah,
but they did a weird. They did like a half measure a mm-hmm. few years ago because you remember they had the Chief Wahoo
Which
logo and they had like the
racist.
Mascot,
right?
But so you're going to change that, but you're going to keep the name Indians? It's like you got to kind of go all or nothing, I feel like.
I think I would go to the Native Americans, you know, worldwide and say,
you're
hey,
you're going to go to the Native Americans.
And say, hey.
You're going to pull every Native American.
Well, yeah, I would say, okay. Hey, what do y'all think about this name?
Right. What, Redskins or Indians or both?
Well, both. Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, yep. Say, hey, you know, does, and if that, you know. If
what are we doing with this?
If it's a. Because then at least if Snyder does that, he could go, listen, I went to a large portion of the Native Americans throughout the world,
right.
And they said that, hey, keep the name or, yes, change the name.
Well, because that was when all these colleges and high schools were switching names, there was like a little bit of pushback about the Florida State Seminoles. But
right.
Then all these Seminoles that are living in Florida were like, no, they aren't disrespecting us. Like, this is actually great.
They're honoring us.
They are honoring us.
Okay.
We
but
like
that,
it.
See, that's what I would do.
That's different than the Washington nickname.
Though. No, it 100% is. But I'm just saying, like, they all of them got sort of grouped together. And they were all like, change them all. And you're like, well, hold on a second.
Well,
like,
that's
some
why
of them,
shouldn't it be them you go to? Right? Shouldn't it be the people that who potentially, the people that are offended by it the most, you go to them and say, hey, how do you feel? And if they go, you know what, Dan, I think you should probably change the name. Then Dan goes, all right, because now I know I'm probably going to lose money on it.
Well, there's probably on the Redskins like voting board, there's probably not a single Native American on the panel.
That is
true. That's a good guess.
Right,
yeah.
Whereas in Florida State, I from what I've read, they work with Seminoles in the area,
that
and like they
true.
Have great respect for each other.
I told
whereas,
you, there's never a black guy in the room when they put those when they say, we're going to put out this
we're
going to
give
sign.
An extra draft pick if they hire a black coach. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go with it.
And then what do you think of black guys? Any black guys in here we can ask?
That's
sorry.
A horrible idea.
Right.
I mean, at least public. In Washington's case, even the head coach is saying, we got to change the name. I mean, even he's
but
saying.
But don't you think the fact that he has now a lot of these different huge companies that are saying they're going to now pull out and they're going to.
Well, that's what's going to get it done. Right. I think that's what's
well,
going to push this thing through.
Nike took all their stuff off the website and said they won't put it back on as long as that nickname is attached to the team.
Oof. Once Nike pulls out, you got problems.
Yeah, boy.
Wait a second.
You're not going to have a uniform this year.
Right. So now, who's making my uniform?
Mm-hmm. You're in trouble.
Champion?
Champion used to have some good stuff.
Reebok?
Stalin Dean?
K-Swiss?
Right. Who's that? K-Swiss? It's like, man, I don't want to play for the Redskins. Hey,
no.
You know, Chase Young says, I ain't playing for the Redskins. They're wearing K-Swiss cleats.
617-779-7937. Paul's in Braintree. Hey, Paul.
How are you, gentlemen, today?
Hi, Paul.
What's going on?
I've been dating a girl for a while who's half Abenaki, and she thinks that the name is offensive. But her family has also said to me they don't want Native American representation taken out of sport. And the logo on the Redskins helmet is not offensive. So the name could be changed to something like the American. Now, you mentioned the Florida State Seminoles. There's also the Chicago Blackhawks, which is not named after a bird. It's named after a tribe.
Right.
The Illinois Fighting Illini. They want Native American representation in sports so long as it's done in a respectful way. I'm in Braintree right now, and they want to change the name of the team from the Wamps and the logo. Chief Wampatuck is the reason why the logo was there. I just think it's getting a little out of hand. I think they can keep the Redskin logo and find a Native American way to still honor the Native Americans in the country.
Yeah, well, I think you have to go case by case, right? You can't just say, oh, all of these are referencing
no
Native Americans,
yeah,
so they're
no
all out. Like,
no one could look at the nickname of the Washington football team and say, oh, no, that's not racist.
Yeah, that's on board. Like, how is that honoring anybody, right? I think people have realized that it's not. It's just a matter of, all right, why are we or why are they dragging their feet on changing a name? Teams have changed names. I mean, I know, I forget who it was over the weekend, put in a whole list of teams that
not even when they changed cities.
Mm-hmm. Right. They stayed in the same city.
Same city,
changed the name.
Changed names, all different reasons, right? Like, you know, one of them might have been they realized, wait a minute.
There's the Mighty Ducks to the Ducks.
Does he not? But
the Devil Rays to the Rays.
Does he not want to do this? Because when you think of the Washington, when you think of the Washington Redskins, the football team, right? They have been around.
They have a long history.
A long history. Yeah. And it's been very successful at times, right? It's like the Mighty Ducks and one thing. So they're not
been a while, but yeah, they've been successful.
They've been
in the
successful,
past.
Right? So does he then look at, by us.
The past is right. Yeah.
Right. By us changing the name, does then that change the thought process on, like, are people not going to be able to.
Like, the first year of the Washington Redskins as a team was 1937.
Mm-hmm.
There were the Boston Redskins prior to that and the Boston Braves for a year. But the Washington Redskins have been in existence since 1937 in some form. So, you know, yeah, that's probably what the pushback is. I guess that's probably the Dan Snyder's best response is like, this is the way it's always been. But don't we know that that's not really the best answer
anymore?
Does he
think like the merchandise is so,
maybe,
you know, so
or like
recognizable,
the
right, worldwide, that if you change it now... Now you don't have the same type of merchandise sales or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
Rich made the point last week, which I thought hit the nail on the head. You're going to have to start over. Everybody who's got, if you're a fan of the Washington football team and they changed the name, you got to go buy new stuff. I mean, they're going to sell more stuff, aren't they?
They probably, well,
maybe,
I would think,
but
would
maybe
sell a lot
if
of stuff.
You don't like the new name, new logo, whatever it is, you go, ooh, we went from the Bullets to the Wizards?
Yeah, that was lame. Like, that was a lame one. That's a good one.
It's like,
good example.
Man, we're the New Orleans Pelicans?
Well, that was just when they...
Oilers to Titans wasn't bad, though.
Did you did you see? I tweeted out the picture.
It's Titans.
At Daily Arnold. I tweeted out the picture of a mock uniform and mock logo for the Red Tails. I mean, it looks kind of badass to me. I mean, I look at it and go, you know what? I could see selling a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if they feel like keep the red in it, and then, like, is that good or bad? Like, do you want to just rip the Band-Aid off and start new, or are you going to try to be like, yeah, we're still close?
From the
like,
younger generation, I know they want a name that begins with R, because then they can keep their hashtag HTTR, which is hail to the whatever the team name would be.
Oh, really? Is that what
yes,
they're
saying? That was, that's,
I do
some,
like
you know, that's some internet
the clamoring from the younger generation.
Oh, okay.
I do like the Red Tails. I'm all for that. Because you can kinda...
And it's also not as jarring because you're keeping the colors the same.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a complete rebrand. You're going to look like an expansion team. And I just mentioned how they've been a team since the 30s. Right. So that's not what they want. They don't want to be the Houston Texans. They don't want to be the Jaguars. They want to be kind of keep their some of their history still intact. So
I might put the logo on the side of the helmet though. I don't like the
plane.
I would
put the plane on the helmet.
I don't
too.
Like the helmet without a logo on it, but I do like the color.
I've seen some helmets with the logo on the helmet. I'm fine with that too, Wiggy.
Right.
I'm just saying, you kind of keep the basic color scheme, but you know, you definitely take it away from what is a blatantly racist nickname to something which honors the Tuskegee Airmen. I mean, I think it's all
like
good.
You could look at this uniform and go, all right, that's a throwback.
It looks
Redskins
like one of their
uniform,
uniforms.
Right?
It does.
Because it's
the colors and
right, it's
everything
the same
else.
Exact. So
you guys are out on the chameleon idea where you just steal your opponent's uniform?
Seems a little much, yeah.
I think I'm kind of more, I'm jumping on Dale's
bandwagon.
But probably
a close second would be the chameleon thing.
It could be, I don't know. I think Hawk is a close second.
Yeah, you like Hawk.
I do like Hawk.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Still to come, we'll talk about Cam Newton's arrival in New England, which got Wiggy all sorts of fired up. We'll get back to the calls with you as well. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
I said the lights get too bright, the booty holes get too tight
on WEEI.
That's what it is. Let's start taking advantage of it. When you're a same man, let's start taking advantage of it. The hyena can be doing all of what it do. The elephant can be doing all it do. The giraffe, the antelope, the chimpanzees, even the gorilla. But there's one mother in the jungle. When he roars,
he is tired of being humble, Wiggy.
Yo, woo! That is my quarterback, man. I love that dude.
I can't wait.
I love that dude.
He's going to be great. Yo, he's going to be great.
I love Cam. I love me some. I can't wait.
He's sick of being humble.
Good for him.
He's sick of it.
Good for him.
He doesn't want to be humble anymore.
And I'm not sure. I probably should have asked the guys this before I bring this up, but do we have Ninkovich, Rob Ninkovich from Get Up? Because he was kind of interesting how he looked at it and what he had to say, because he just said, and they're going to grab it for us here, but what Ninkovich said in response to Cam's, let's just say he wasn't quite as fired up as you two guys are.
So,
about
yeah.
Cam's, you know, I'm tired of being humble thing.
But, so why? What did he say?
Well, we're grabbing it because I don't want to read.
Well,
it.
But I love Cam.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, Ninkovich was saying that, you know, Josh Gordon was going to disrupt the locker room and everything. They shouldn't have taken a chance on him and all that other stuff. So the Cam Newton thing, and I was going to bring up Fitzy from this morning, and I love Fitzy, but I disagree with him very much when he said that the quarterback now in the Patriots is very different, very, very different than the quarterback that was in the Patriots. Not true. The quarterback that the Patriots had over the course of 20 years,
right,
maybe it was different, but the last 3 years has been very, very similar. Like the Instagram stuff, the now Twitter stuff.
Right. I don't think he's ever said I'm tired of being humble. I mean, he's
no,
that
not that part. But Scheim, isn't there a we're talking about animals in the jungle? I believe there was a certain quarterback that maybe before a playoff game had right. Like the exact same stuff going on.
That this lion is the king of the jungle. He's laying down under a tree. He doesn't want to move. Now, the other animals, they notice this, and they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, barking at them, laughing at them. And they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, that lion gets up and tears the out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is. It's too late to be scared.
So Tom Brady uses a movie right. quote instead of taking it actually.
I love the fact we got
it.
Two lions.
You got two lions. That's right. The thing. But how can you get much more similar than that?
No, that's pretty close.
Like I think these guys, or at least you know Brady since maybe 17, whenever he did Tom v. Time, I think he's much more similar
well,
to what Cam Newton
think
is now.
That you got to think a lot of Brady's early career. There wasn't social media out there, so
no, also true.
You know, he didn't have that that platform to maybe do some of the things that he wants to do. But listen, I'm all for.
I love it.
I'm all for the Lions. Eating hyenas.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
King of the jungle.
Jackals.
Whatever. You don't want to be humble, man. Go out there and
swag
on them.
Did you have a problem with it, Dale?
No. No, not at all.
I love you swag on them.
I think it's good. And I think, I mean, more and more athletes are doing stuff like this anyway. But I think to suggest that.
Well, we already said his guys he's got doing social media put Tom Brady's to shame.
Oh, yeah. No, his guys are good. But I also, it's just, we've already kind of seen this the last few years from the quarterback. And I think it's one thing if you happen to not be as excited as Wiggy or I am about the Cam Newton addition, mm-hmm. or if you don't think he's a great quarterback, that's a separate argument than the, oh my God, look at these antics. It's like, right. We just saw all the antics before with Brady. Remember the videos just with he and Gronk after a game, like shrugging at the camera and then think about all that stuff. Like, it's fine, but
think about all the stuff he did on Facebook, right? With those Brady news things after every game.
Oh, the TB Times.
Yeah, the TB Times. Yeah, the TB and Times. Then he had the, you know,
the documentary.
After every win, it was videos with music. And
that's fine.
You know, then it was him and Gronk with the, you know, playing the P. Diddy Wee. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it, man.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Cam Newton looks like he's in great shape.
Great shape. Great shape.
I mean, wow. First of all, he's a beast.
He's a mountain of a man.
He's always been a huge guy.
He's a big fella.
Yeah. I mean, he's ripped and he looks great.
Looks really good.
Haven't really seen him throw the football.
Oh, I have. Throwing the ball well with Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Muhammad Sanu.
Spinning
that thing. Yeah. And spitting out.
Yep.
So, I look at Cam and I'm like.
He's got a six-pack.
Definitely shirt off
all the time.
You know, hey, he's got his own little unique swagger.
Yeah, he does.
You know, it's like, you know, you got to have an acquired taste to like it.
Yeah, I couldn't pull off any of that. Wouldn't try. Wouldn't even know where to get it.
Not, you know, many of us couldn't,
yeah.
You know, but Cam can go out there with the fedora, with the, you know, the thing wrapped around his head like an old lady and be like, man.
Yeah, an ascot if he wants.
Like, damn.
All right, so.
That's the hot right there. Cam look good.
So
like,
this
can
morning,
I get one of those?
Rob Ninkovich was on Get Up. And he was talking about what you just heard from Cam Newton and what Cam Newton had to say.
You were telling us this morning you think that before he can have any success there, he is first going to have to go through being a little bit humble.
Yeah, I mean, he might be humbled when he walks onto the field as the third quarterback. And look, I'm just going to tell you, the Patriots and the way that they function is they compete and they come in. Bill's going to tell everybody on that roster, there is no starters right now. You're going to have to come into this building. You're going to have to compete for a job. And we're going to select the best guys for each position. And competition brings out the best in everybody. And look, there's a physical side to football. We all know that. But there's also a mental side to football. And if you're a big-time starter, I've been in this position. But you have started for a long time in the NFL, and you walk into, say, a second-string or a third-string huddle, you look around, it could be a little bit tough to look around and say, hey, I'm not the number one right now. It can really check you. So I think that for him, it's going to be a mental and physical test. But look, he had a Liz Frank injury. Those are not easy to come back from. He looks great right now, working out, throwing the ball around, but he doesn't have a rush on him. He doesn't have guys blitzing, hitting him from all different directions. So look, he's going to have to go into that building. He's going to have to earn his spot. His contract is one of those where you have to go out there and earn it. He doesn't have any real guaranteed money to where you're like, hey, he's the starter. If he signed a $50 million contract, he'd be the starter. He signed a league minimum contract. He's going to have to go in and compete.
Dominique, what do you think?
So that's what he said.
Yeah, but I don't mind the
fact. Wait, that's news to me. Cam's the third string quarterback on this team?
He just said he's not the starting quarterback.
He is the starting quarterback.
Well, even if
Cam's not the starting quarterback, then what are we doing?
Even if he's number one on the depth chart, come in with the attitude Bill's always said, act like you want to be number one on the depth chart.
He still has a lot to prove, right? The whole league didn't want him. So he's going to come in, like you said, with a chip on his shoulder.
Right.
But him saying, like, oh, I'm sick of being humble, I don't think that means that he's going to just show up and not put in the work.
No.
Like, the one part that he said, obviously, I would agree with, and Rob and Wiggy, you were there, when there's no, like, guaranteed starting spots.
No.
Well, that's what Wiggy was saying about Stidham all summer long before Cam showed up. And you know, as Nink pointed out, if he signed a $50 million contract, all right, he's the starter. We know that.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. The contract that he signed, it doesn't mean he's automatically the starter. And Wiggy, you said this before. That's not how Bill operates.
No, but I think that he'll be the starter based on he'll outperform the other two guys.
His talent will make him be the starter. And even if the snaps are somewhat equal at the beginning of camp, I would just expect it to morph or be pushed in the direction of Newton.
You know how we went, okay, what's their depth chart look like?
Yeah.
And it's usually magnetic, so you can move it around all the time, or it's Velcro. I would be willing to say when they signed Cam, they said, okay, we let's slide Jared down a little bit, and boom, we're putting Cam at the number one.
Who do you think Julian Edelman and Mohamed Sanu think is the starting quarterback?
Go to their social media.
Okay.
No, we look.
I didn't ever see Julian Edelman put any him in a picture of Stidham up on social media.
Yeah. We all everything's
done. Okay.
We all think that, assuming he's healthy, Cam Newton is clearly the more talented quarterback and will ultimately be the starter. But, Wiggy, you've been saying all summer long, Bill doesn't give a damn who you are.
Right,
you've got to go out and earn the damn
thing. But Bill does have a depth chart, so it probably was Stidham at the top of it.
I think that's who he wanted it to be.
Well, it probably was, he took the Velcro, the magnet, slide that down, and we put now Cam Newton is our number one. Yeah. Here's who we want to be. You're going to have the opportunity to win the job. Somebody else is going to have the opportunity to win the job.
Yeah.
It's about who performs the best. But right now on this depth chart, Cam Newton is number one.
And so did Ninkovich think that if Cam Newton goes into the huddle with Jacoby Myers and Gunnar Olszewski, he's just going to say, no, shutting it down?
Well, no,
I think he's going to try to win with those guys. Right?
I think what he's saying is that he's never experienced that before. He came in as the first overall pick. He was the starting quarterback from the minute the commissioner read off his name from the podium. He's never been in a position where he's in a huddle with the third string guys and going, what the hell am
I
doing
here? Well, he won't
be
in the huddle with
the third
string guys.
Yeah, I don't know how often he will be, to be honest.
I can guarantee that. When Cam walks on that field,
I think Edelman and Harry and
he
Sanu.
He goes look in the huddle. He's going to see Edelman, Sanu, Harry, James White. Okay, we good.
So you're saying that Belichick doesn't make you earn your job then?
No. I'm saying Bill.
Well, that's exactly what you just said.
No, Bill.
You said he won't be in a huddle with third string guys.
Because he won't. He'll be,
I don't think he will be.
He'll be at
ever.
He'll be at the top.
So he doesn't have to earn his job.
He'll be at the top of the depth chart. Just because you're in the huddle with the first.
Well, then if he starts to suck, then maybe he will be. But if he's as good as we hope that he is, then
all summer long, when I said Stidham's going to be at the top of the depth chart, you said, he's got to earn that.
I said Stidham is probably at the top of the depth chart, but Brian Hoyer.
You did not. You said Hoyer was going to start.
I said Hoyer would outplay him, but on the depth chart, when you look at the depth chart, they probably have Stidham first.
Yeah, but why would. Do you think Newton and Stidham are on equal playing field, Dale?
No.
Well, then there's your answer. You can't. It's apples and oranges.
And
a guy with no career starts versus a guy with 124 starts?
I'll tell you this. If it was just Stidham and Hoyer, neither one of them two would be in the huddle with third string players. If it's,
they'd both be working with the ones
they
and
both,
twos.
Right, the same both, way yeah. Stidham and Cam Newton, Stidham's not going to be in the huddle with third string guys. He's going to be in the huddle with first string guys. Can you perform with the first string guys?
Right?
But on the depth chart, there's always, Dale, they always have one, two, and three on the depth chart based on where it is. Sometimes they have two guys up there, 1A and 1B. When Stidham was here, he was one. But Brian Hoyer was going to have the opportunity.
He was going to get some reps with the real guys.
Was going to get reps with the number ones to outplay him. But Stidham was probably number one on the depth chart. The same way Cam Newton's number one on the depth chart, Stidham's going to get some reps with those ones to outperform Cam Newton. But Cam Newton is not going to be in a huddle with the threes. He's going to be in the huddle with the ones. They want to know what can Cam do, and I'm going to bet you he's number one on that depth chart.
So he's never going to have to be in a huddle with anybody other than the number ones.
Unless he proves that he
he starts to really fall apart.
And then he proves he can't play, and then it's like.
That's just not what you were telling me all summer
long. I was
long
telling
when
you
the name
same
was
thing. The same
no,
thing
you
was.
Didn't. You said, how, you said Brian Hoyer's going to start as. Play, I said if practice started today, who's going to start with the ones? You said Hoyer.
Yeah, because Hoyer would outplay
because
him.
Because Stidham hadn't earned it.
Yeah, but when
no,
you
no,
don't
no,
have.
No, I said because Hoyer would outplay him. I never said Stidham wouldn't have the. If you go back and get the audio, we probably can find it. I said many a time Stidham is probably number one on that depth chart. But Hoyer's going to have an opportunity to play. And when week one comes to start, I put my money on Hoyer because Hoyer would outperform
but
Stidham.
It's also somewhat semantics because if you're talking about any quarterback battle, and there are plenty around the league every year, to really get it, you can't let Stidham play with the ones and then Hoyer play with the twos and threes and then compare the two.
No.
You have to let them both play with the top guys, and then that way you can make an actual decision. Now, when you get into the games, that's a little bit trickier. You got to figure out, all right, what are you going to do with your preseason games?
Especially
and now,
if there aren't any. There might not be any.
This year doesn't even
but
matter.
Thing there was that Hoyer wasn't even going to get a legitimate shot. Stidham was getting all the reps with the ones.
Well, you don't think Stidham's going to get a legitimate shot now.
Yeah, I still believe Stidham's going to get reps. They start off at Cam Newton. Hey, Cam, you get five with the ones. Stidham, you get the other five with the ones.
No, to me, the thing that was just laughable was Ninkovich saying Cam's coming in here as the number three quarterback. That I disagree with.
It's not exactly what he said. Well,
that's what he said. We heard it.
Guess here's what I said. I don't know, and I know Chime does a great job of finding the audio. Yeah. We have audio of what Wiggy said.
Oh.
I could see Hoyer start in week one. If you're asking me which one is more likely to start in week one, I would lean towards Brian Hoyer. He might be in on Stid, but Stid has really no offseason. Who knows what it's going to be like? I ultimately think that Hoyer is going to be able to outperform him in training camp. That was from May 29th. He's going to outperform.
You started with Brian Hoyer's going to be the number one.
Yeah, he's going
to beat him out in a competition.
In a competition. Yeah. Not because Brian Hoyer is getting all the reps and Stidham's not getting any reps and they just handed the keys to Brian Hoyer. It's the same way with Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton, if you were going to that Patriots meeting room on that offensive depth chart board, Cam Newton is ahead of Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, I don't. Listen, I've already said, assuming that he's healthy, there's no doubt. Who is the more talented quarterback? Jared Stidham knows that.
But Bill's not handing anything to Cam. He just put him at the top of the depth chart.
Right. Because who's earned the starting job on this team right now anyway? Nobody.
Right. But we have to put up a depth chart, right?
Yeah.
So based on what we know, who would be our number one? Oh, we'd like that to be Cam.
Right. Who would start from there.
We'd start from Cam. Right. Who would be our backup? Yeah. We'd like that to be Stidham. Okay. Well, Coach, how many? We got 10 reps. All right.
He's never going to say that. But yes, that's what he thinks.
Well, that's what he's saying in the meeting room. Hey, and guess what?
Oh, he's not saying that in the meeting room, is he?
Yeah.
Cam's the starter and
with the
and
coaches? Jared, of course
oh,
he
with
is.
The coach? I thought you said in the locker room meeting.
No, with the coaches, in the coaches' meeting room. Hey, coach.
I got it.
Hey, we got 10 plays, move the ball 11 on 11. What do you want to do? Let's give Cam 6, give Stidham 4 with the ones. Or let's give him 5-5. That's what
With coaches, I got no argument. I thought you meant in a locker room with players.
No, the players already know. The players already know. The players are leaning towards Cam Newton. That's who
sure seems it on Instagram and stuff.
Well, who
it?
Would you lean towards?
Oh, I've already said if he's healthy, he's the guy.
6'5" Greek god. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take you.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you, Dale and Keith with Wiggy Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
The bottom line is, Stidham wasn't that dude. When Tom Brady goes, Stidham's been there. You could have used him. You could have said, this is our guy. But you still haven't said it. Why? Because you still don't have faith. And what school did Stidham play at? I think it was Auburn, if I remember correctly. Did he win a Heisman Trophy? Hell no. Did he win a national championship like Cam did at the same school? Hell no. A matter of fact, the only reason we heard about Stidham was because Tom Brady was 42 years old, collecting extra dust on his birth certificate.
His voice gets up there in the higher registers
up.
Yes. When he gets
fired
up.
He's feeling it. He's passionate.
Yep.
Well, he thinks, as most people think, that if he's healthy, you know, Cam Newton will be your starting quarterback here. Jared Stidham thinks that, I think. I don't know if
Kenny he should. If he's being honest with himself, you know, he knows that he's not the starter. So, now, it doesn't mean you don't work your ass off and you know, stranger things have happened. But, no, Newton's the starter.
So then what do you think happened, Dale? Because you've been a Stidham guy from day one, right?
Yeah. Well, I based on what happened, it was obvious as the offseason went on, they didn't draft a quarterback. They didn't sign Cam Newton all through the offseason. So it was clear that they thought Stidham was the guy. But then the price changed enough so that, let's be honest, Wiggy, if Cam Newton doesn't lower his price, he's not the quarterback here.
True.
So it was just the price got right.
So the price.
Yeah, but that doesn't – well, the first thing can't be true. Stidham's not your guy. If Stidham's your guy, it doesn't matter what the price is on anybody else because he's your guy.
That's a
like,
good point.
When Tom Brady was here, Cam Newton could have said, hey, I'll play for $500,000. I know the league minimum is $1 million, but I'll do $500,000. They'd be like, well, we don't really need you. We got our guy.
Right.
So Stidham was never really their
guy.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
They just went about it in a weird way. I'll be honest. I can't imagine that their plan was we will sign Cam Newton at this price and we'll get him at the end of June. It's a crazy plan. It really is. Like, I don't know.
Well, we had that.
I
think about how many times we had that argument about Stidham was their guy because they didn't draft nobody, right? Where I thought they should have went after the kid Jordan Love,
right?
So they didn't go after him. They don't like him. Well, then was it, well, is it because they love Stidham so much and that's what the reports
were?
Or is it because maybe they didn't like some of those guys that were in the draft, or they couldn't get the guy that they did like? That was the free agents.
I think this is what it came down to, and it was proven out, is they obviously needed the price to be the right price for them and whatever. But also, they probably only had so many players in mind that they said, we feel like this player is better than Stidham.
Right.
Or Stidham Hoyer. Like, I don't even know how they're like, what, that combination, who's better? And they clearly didn't think that Jameis Winston was. Or Andy Dalton.
Because his price
was
cheap. Jameis Winston
was cheap. Dalton was actually not super cheap, right?
Yeah, it was like $3 million or two. It was like $3 million
more guaranteed than Cam.
Right. And then it was incentives.
And then you could say, all right, they didn't like Jordan Love, at least in the first round. They didn't like Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Right.
And then why should they really like Jake Fromm or Jacob Eason or any of those other guys? So we were just sitting back, and they weren't going to pay Teddy Bridgewater the kind of money Bridgewater got.
Right. No.
But it still doesn't mean you love Stidham. It's just we love him more than
the other options that are
current other options.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's fair to say that if Cam Newton had continued to want to be paid like a starting quarterback in the NFL, he wouldn't be here.
They would have looked for another option.
But I wonder what their price was on Newton. Like, obviously, they got him for a deal, right? They got him for a great deal. But were they going to get closer to camp or whatever camp is going to look like and say, all right, can we give Newton $3 million guaranteed, or are we really locked in at $1 million guaranteed? Like, I don't know what that line would have been, but they seem to have won that one. Get some incentives. It's a 1 year. It's a prove it deal. If Cam has a big year next year, we'll have an entirely different kind of conversation about should they franchise him, should they extend him, what are they going to do? But yeah, they got what they wanted, but it was just months later.
I always felt like this. Stidham was never really their guy. He was just basically. All right.
Although if they hadn't signed Cam, he was their guy.
No, but kind of by default, though.
Default, though, right. Yeah, he was like a Band-Aid over a gunshot, right? A gunshot wound. Like, all right, maybe he'll stop some of the bleeding, but at the end of the day, you're really not doing much for me. And I think Stidham was...
Like Jacksonville, do they think that Gardner Minshew is their guy?
No.
Maybe some of them do, maybe some of them don't, but it's just guy by default.
They're waiting for... Here's what Stidham is, for analogies. Stidham is like you love analogies.
Yeah, let's hear one.
Stidham is, you know,
is this another gunshot?
No, it's not a gunshot. No. This is like,
this is like the first 48.
Yeah, no, it's not. Stidham is like when you get to the party as soon as the club opens up and you start to look around and you go, man, really? Okay,
All right.
She looks okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay,
you know, it's like, all right, she looks good.
Yeah,
that's what Stidham is. You're there at club opens at 10. You're there at 10:05. Okay,
like, okay.
All right, I see you. And then Cam Newton is the one who strolls in at midnight. Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
I didn't know. Wait,
wow.
How? Okay.
Well, wait a second. Where's that girl you were talking
to? I kind of follow you.
Where was that girl you were talking to at 10:05?
Man,
I don't know.
Who cares?
Right, you see what she... You see what that Cam Newton girl looks like at midnight?
Okay.
That's what's like.
See, I think at midnight, Wiggy, it's more like, you know what? She was probably a 3, but all of a sudden she looks like a 5 because it's getting late here.
No,
that's more last call.
That's 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's two. You're looking around like, oh my god.
That's what
they're turning the lights on.
That's what happens when you when you don't sign Cam Newton and then you get a week before training camp. You're like, oh my god. And the DJ's
Hoyer,
like, yo, last call. Make sure you grab your hen rock before you get out because we about to turn the lights on in this.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man.
Brian Hoyer,
it's like,
quarterback.
I jumped on that 10:05. Oh, now it's 2:05. It's like, God. All right, I'm just going to have to take the L.
I'll just come back tomorrow.
No, you just say, I'll take the L.
L.
Yeah, I'll take
the L.
All
right.
It's like, that 12 o'clock, man, I should have jumped on and missed out on that thing, and now Cam's walking out with the L.A. Charges.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. We get right back to your calls right after this.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.